You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
In this beautiful Wednesday morning, God is doing great things in the earth realm in spite of all that is happening. In spite of all the bad news that we hear. You know, we can't get away from hearing all the bad news in the world because we live here and we hear all the bad news. But there's one news that is consistent, the news of the goodness of God. Never change. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. But God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but by and through him, we will have freedom to live. We will rejoice. We will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. That's the good news. That will never change. That is the good news. We can rejoice in that. So rejoice in this Wednesday morning. Come, let us study the word together this morning.
And welcome back. Welcome back to school. Parents who are driving their children to school on today, or if you're bringing them home from school, if you're listening in the afternoon, or you've just had a day getting ready to put everybody down to bed, listening at night, welcome back to school. You have a fresh start.
Yeah.
It is a brand new school year, and you have a fresh start.
Tell your kids that.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have such a great last year. They might not be where they're supposed to be, but you tell them, don't be disappointed now. You have a fresh start. Mm-hmm. Brand new school year, fresh start. You can make it. So talk to your kids positively this year, for this school year. Tell them they can make it. Mm-hmm. With God, they will make it. Remember now, tell them, with God, they will what?
Make it. Everybody has straight A's today.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no low grades to average it, and everybody has straight A's. So you just got to maintain it now.
Yeah.
You're an A-plus student, and now you have to maintain it.
Don't go backward. Go forward now. I love that. We all started with a clean slate. Fresh start. Mm-hmm. This is, on this Wednesday morning, the first day of school is a fresh start. So motivate your kids. Tell them that they're going to be great this time. With God, all things are what? Possible. With man, it's not so. But with God, it is what? Possible. And like you said today, they all have straight A's. Maintain it.
All last month and this month, we've been talking about fresh start. So Pastor gave us an acronym. For start, stop making excuses, take an inventory of our life, A, act in faith, R, refocus our thoughts, and T, trust. So in order to take advantage of our fresh start, in order to use that tangible fresh start, that fresh opportunity, we have to stop making excuses. If you're making excuses, you're just going to go back to the same old, same old. We have to take an inventory of our life and also take an inventory of the productivity of our life, of what we are putting out, the quality, the excellence that we are operating in. We must act in faith. It is a faith journey, a journey of faith. We are doing things, we are bringing forth invisible into the visible. God is calling us to do things that we have not seen before. Think about all of the inventions and such. People were acting in faith. They saw something in the invisible realm that had not been seen before, but God gave them the exploit to work in the earth realm, and they had to do it in faith. When Noah was directed to build the ark, he had to do it in faith. God gave him the specifics. He gave him the dimensions. He told him exactly how to do it. And then Noah had to build it in faith for the future. It wasn't something that was needed right then. It was not something that was useful right then, because at that time, there was no flood. There was no rain coming down endlessly from the sky. There was only a mist that came up from the ground that did not support a large ark like that. But when it was prepared, it was then the rain came, and they had their provision. They had their sanctuary. They had the place for them to go and to take refuge. So God is calling us to bring forth things, not just for the present time, but also to the future. So it may seem funny onto you. You may wonder, why is God having me to do this? But it's future preparation, because we know that God knows the end from the beginning. We know now and before, but he knows the end from the beginning. So things that God is showing you, we must operate in faith. Many things are for the future. We must be able to see into generations that are coming after us, to be able to sow into the legacy that we are leaving here in the earth, the legacy, the next leg of the race. Who are you going to hand the baton to? We have to have that forward thinking, refocus our thoughts from the past onto the future, what we are able to do in the now. We can't go back into yesterday. We can't jump into tomorrow, but what can we do today? And we must trust God. We must trust God. And guess who God trusts? Believe it or not, he trusts us.
Yes.
Believe it or not, he trusts you. God trusts you to bring onto completion the vision that he has written in the books of heaven before your days were won. He trusts you.
And then we want to make sure here, because we hear that word and sound, trust God. Mm-hmm. But how? If it says, trust God, and we say that, and most of the time we become too religious with that word of power. Trust God. The Bible says we are to trust in the Lord. How? With all. It tells us now how we're going to do it. Trust in the Lord, not with our mouth. It says, trust in the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. So we have to trust there. And in other words, to trust is to totally, absolutely rely on God. So when I trust God, I have to totally now, not partially, totally, absolutely rely on him. So now let's take it now to the doing part and the application of it. I have to totally rely, agree with the word. Mm-hmm. That's trust God. Whatever the word says, I have to totally rely upon it, agree with it. That's trusting God. Mm-hmm. Remember? Simon Peter says, nevertheless, at your word, I will let this net down. He partially do it because he asked him to let down all his nets. But he partially do it. He only let down one net. And because he let down one net, he only get one net full of fish. Had he let down all the nets, all of them would be full. So when we trust God, we must what? That's why I use the word totally, absolutely rely upon what he says, not partially. I'm going to go 100%. We use the word then, I'm all in, right? He says, are you going? Yeah, man, I'm all in. That means you're all in. There's no turning back. We have to use that when we come to God's word. I'm all in. I'm all in on this word. Not partially in. I'm 100% in. I'm all in. Mm-hmm. Now, all in means all of me is in it. It's all of me in that. That means it's not part of me. It's all of me. in. God wants all of us, yes.
Mm-hmm. And for a purpose. So if we think about like a trust fund, right, it's money that different people put together and then it moves for a purpose. It's allotted for a purpose, a trust fund. It's directed in, there are certain directions that come with it as far as who can access it, how it could be obtained, who use it, what's it used for, and such, a trust fund. So it's stuff, money that comes together, resource provision that comes together, and then it's distributed, it's directed in a very specific way. So we have to look at the multiple meanings of words. So God has all the resources. They have all been put together, and he is releasing them into the earth through each and every one of us for the purpose of which they have been set aside, allotted.
So I must trust. Mm-hmm. So this morning, I will need to encourage you. You are to trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Lean not into your own understanding. Mm-hmm. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge God. And then he is in control. That's when God is in control. Mm-hmm. I heard this, Dad. People say God is in control. Really? We like to say God is in control. God is only in control when we totally rely upon him and give him the control. We can say God is in control when I'm still doing my thing. When God is in control, it's all of God and none of me. So be careful when we use that word. God is in control. Yeah, when God is in control, it's all of God and none of me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And watch this now. And lean not to your own understanding. That sounds like God is in control now. Yeah. And lean not to your own understanding. Listen, in all your ways, in everything, that's when God is in control. In all your ways, acknowledge him. God is in control now. And now he will what? Direct your path. Yeah. That's when you can say God is in control.
There's a little modern day parable that I've heard people say before. When Jesus comes, he knocks on the door of the house and we let him in. But we say, there is your room over there. We don't give him access to the whole house. We let him in, but we don't give him access. And then the difference being, if you would allow him to come in and then have authority over the house. So then the house becomes his house and he's able to do, he's able to shift, he's able to move, he's able to make decisions and such about the house. Instead of us just letting him in and telling him, there's your room down the hall over there. Don't come out and interfere.
God, you can take this. I give you this much. You can control this section because I want to control this other section. Isn't it the truth? Yeah.
Got to give them the house. Yeah. Full authority over the house. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. Want to invite you any Sunday, every Sunday, as often as you would like to come. And we're also going to be having some Tuesday evening services in the month of August, August 16th and August 30th. So please mark those dates on your calendar for 7 p.m. faith services at Celebration Tabernacle Church. That was August 16th and August 30th, 7 p.m.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church